After the doors opened at the next stop, the bus tipped slightly. Chapman glanced up to see a woman squeezing herself between the doors. He looked back, saw empty benches, and sighed with a grateful look on his face, and leaned back. He flicked a drop of sweat from an eyelid.
"Good morning, Almequa," Jules said. "Welcome aboard."
Almequa smiled and placed her pass in her purse. She smiled sweetly at Chapman, who again placed his rollerboard onto his lap and the briefcase on top, obscuring his face, freeing the space next to him. Almequa turned and leaned into the space between Chapman and the bar at the bench's other edge. Stuck. She jiggled up and down, but made little progress other than knocking Chapman's briefcase to the floor. He tried to grab it, but could not move. His right arm was trapped between the rollerboard and the glass panel to his right. Almequa wiggled harder, pressing Chapman's face into the panel, forcing his lips open and sticking them against the hot glass. Once more Almequa hopped, the jolt forcing from Chapman's mouth a drop of saliva which drizzled a few inches down the glass panel and then evaporated. His eyes recoiled as they focused on several gray lumps dried under the panel near his nose. Orange Wave walked forward and placed Chapman's briefcase on top of his rollerboard.
"Thanks,"
Chapman mumbled from the side of his mouth. Almequa was stuck.
"Can I help?"
Orange Wave asked and began pushing on Almequa's shoulders. She slapped his hands and cried, "Don't you dare touch me! What are you doing? Jules, make this pervert stop!"
"Sit down!" Jules yelled.
Orange Wave slumped back to a seat as Almequa resumed her rhythmic attempts to become seated, arms tied at her sides, hands folded on the purse in her lap. Defeated, she leaned hard left, pressing her right buttocks up into Chapman's face. Her left buttock she began pushing to slide around the stainless steel bar.
"Lucky I'm wearing silk,"
she giggled as she squeezed a handful of flesh and pushed it around the bar and into the space beneath. She pushed another handful around the bar, and another, and another. Finally, her left buttocks was through. Demurely, she shifted the mound back and forth to straighten her skirt. Then, smiling again at Chapman, she sat erectly and lifted her feet from the floor. Inexorably, the added weight slid her right buttocks down Chapman's face, squished over his shoulder, and oozed down his side, pressing his arm forward and pinning it between the rollerboard and her breast.
"Ah,"
she sighed as her buttocks came to rest on Chapman's hip and thigh. "Now we're comfortable."
"Ugh,"
Chapman replied as he shifted forward to remove his right hip bone from the sharp steel bolt against which it had been pressed. He could move no farther. From across the aisle, he heard Grambley's persistent muttering, counterpoint to the rumbling engine as Jules pulled out and rolled on to the next stop. Chapman could see one red eye staring at him through the space between his rollerboard and the glass panel.